You can have virtual happiness together.
Also you can have. It depends upon your knowledge of law. You can so devise your life that you can have everything. And that is the art and science of yoga. That yoga gives you riddhi, sriddhi, everything. Why not? All the things, provided you know how to do it. If you know the law of karma properly, then you use the very law to give the
dharma, earth, kama, and moksha.
Everything you can get.
One after the other or simultaneously.
You can have everything.
Together.
Ganesha is a god having all prosperity. He is a lord of wisdom and lord of prosperity both at the same time. You can combine all of them. And that is the real knowledge of yoga. It depends upon what you want. If you want the integral divine, then work out a yoga of integral divine. Then you will have ultimately everything. But in the meantime, you may have many difficulties also. Can't say that I must have at once integrality. In gradual process, as you increase in one direction, that goes on increasing. Then you develop another, that goes on increasing. You have another, goes on increasing. Sometimes the forces combine together and commingle together. So, and ultimately they all combine together. That's why we say that the real reality, Mahalakshmi and Mahasaraswati can live together in the same house. It is in our ordinary life where we divide. Because of the law of karma, we make one effort and not the other effort, that the two cannot live together. But otherwise, Maheshwari, Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati, all of them can reside together in one personality, in one home, in one family, in one country, in one world. Provided we make an effort in that direction.
Karma is actually the way how you react to what you did, something unconsciously.
Karma is basically energy which is put forth. Whether you do unconsciously, consciously, as a reaction or whatever. But energy which is put forth is karma. But then afterwards what you are saying can apply as a secondary thing. The energy may be put forth unconsciously. Energy can be put forth consciously. Energy can be put forth as a reaction. Energy can be put forth with a great mastery of situation. And depending upon how you put forward, it will have its own consequences. Alright? But basically law of karma is only law of putting forth the energy. Where energy is put forth. So law of karma is not a law of punishment. God has not created the law of karma to punish you. Or to make you realize that now you see, by whipping you up, you have realized, you have made aware of certain things. Not at all. It is one of the processes by which the world is governed. It happens in that fashion. And if you know it, as Sri Aurobindo says, law of karma is the instrument of the soul. You can make use of the karma. Instead of wherever you find yourself, first you realize that whatever circumstances in which you are placed now is a result of all that has been done in the past. It's a resultant of all that has been done in the past. Plus, it is a result of the aspiration of your soul to the level at which your agni is burning that also creates your circumstance. And this is where you are now. And if you become take cognizance of the whole totality, and then if you simply say, and it's the simplest method, even without knowing all this, you simply say, oh Agni, burn. Even this simple thing,
you simply say, oh Agni, burn.
It will help you to come out of the tangle of whatever situation you are in. That is that the first verse of the Veda is Agni Mire. O Agni, I worship you. Or the last verse of the Ishopanishad is a worship of Agni, we shall see very soon. Is also the last verse is again offered to Agni. This is the secret, that after having given all the knowledge, the real recourse that you have to take is to Agni. This is your nearest friend, because you are yourself that Agni. What you call yourself is Agni.